Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
California is digging in for another fight with the Trump administration, this time over cars. President Trump said today he's in the process of revoking a waiver that for decades allowed California to set its own auto emission standards. And the administration is also in the process of rolling back Obama-era rules on fuel efficiency, rules that would require automakers to build cars that average about 54 miles per gallon by 2025. For more on all of this, let's bring in Seth Kaplan. He's Here and Now's transportation analyst. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Tanya.
So as I mentioned, President Trump tweeted this morning that he's revoking California's federal waiver on emissions in order to make cars less expensive for the consumer. Can you explain a little bit more about this waiver and Trump's reasoning for revoking it?
So this is kind of a companion, Tanya, to what you mentioned, the rollback of the broader Obama administration era rules regarding efficiency. California, yeah, also had the right to make its own rules, even stricter than what the Obama administration was mandating. And there are 13 other states, by the way, that have matched California. And so you have not only those restrictions becoming, well, less strict, but they're no longer just minimums setting a bar for states. They're now also the most, these new weaker rules, the most that states can require.
Even over the Obama-era rules, right? Well, California has been able to set its own standards going all the way back to the Clean Air Act of 1970. And you've mentioned how these other parts of the country have been influenced by this. The irony here is that California is making the argument for states' rights, but the Trump administration is arguing for more federal oversight. Is this a general Trump versus California war, or are there lobbying forces at play here?
There most certainly are. And there's some interesting alliances. You mentioned that one irony, right? In this case, the Trump administration, often on the side of states' rights, saying that California shouldn't do this. They're walking a rhetorical line here with that, Tanya. They're saying, you know, in this case, because California is, as you said, so influential, and what it does ends up impacting car manufacturing everywhere, you actually have a state having essentially undue influence over federal laws. Now, of course, many people would say, well, that's fine if that results in cleaner air and less emissions. But that's the position that they're taking. You also have here automakers to some degree on the side of environmentalists. They've embraced some of this innovation, and really the oil industry being the major stakeholder here that stands to lose when you have lower emissions that come from less gas consumption.
Mm-hmm. So what happens next?
Well, California says it's going to fight. Governor Gavin Newsom says he'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court. California's been at this a long time, as you mentioned. The first tailpipe regulations back in the 1960s, Tanya. Mm-hmm. Yeah, before people were even thinking about climate change, it was all about local air quality back then, smog in places like Los Angeles. And those rules in California became the basis often for federal laws, which have become generally stricter over the decades.
We'll be following this for sure. Seth Kaplan, Here and Now's transportation analyst. Thank you, Seth.